Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. We've got lots of the Born Again books. That's a powerful little book to lead people to Jesus. It speaks about the sin of mankind and how we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It speaks about the last days. It speaks about how to be saved and go to heaven instead of hell. It gives them a prayer to pray to God in repentance and receive Christ. This book is turning small towns, including one in Pennsylvania, upside down via the retirement home community, etc., through brother and sister Cochran, Thomas and Karen Cochran. And we're all working together, myself and Sister Dana, Sister Karen, Sister Debbie, etc., and we are dropping these books to the incarcerated across the world. Remember, those that are in jail have nowhere else to look but up, and they certainly didn't choose their roommates, if you will. So also, the books that we send via the names and addresses across the nation of incarcerated men and women through Sister Dana, she's already in correspondence with them, and they are already saved. So we're sending them the authentic book, which tells them so much about, I want to say everything, but so much biblical truth about how to walk with Jesus through a humble life of integrity and the crucified life, to be in the Word, to be filled with the Spirit and live a life of prayer, etc. Many of you have read that book. It's called Authentic, or Authentic Disciple of Jesus Christ. And it came out of my personal desire as I prayed through the years, Lord, strip me of all fakery and all religion, every trace of it, and just make me your authentic disciple, Lord Jesus. Amen. Also, some of these books that we're sending, thank God we've got at least two of the books in Spanish, and got to work on getting that Born Again book, I'm saying that out loud as a reminder, in Spanish also. So we see stories that come across our desk as a matter of speech. And three men committed heinous crime recently. Instead of getting mad at them, and that would be kind of understandable for us gentlemen, because we're made to protect and wish we could have been there to save the victim out of it. But anyway, we've got to walk in kingdom compassion and truth. And a man named Arturo, Daniel and Carlos are now receiving books in their own language, Spanish. We have a lot of illegal invaders, if you will, as the world would look at it. But these people are eternal souls, and we are going after them as the witnesses of Christ. Isaiah 43:10, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen. That's you and I, saints, and we are a team for Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 says, ye are, those that are born again, laborers together with God. That's you and I and all the members of the body of Christ, so to do our part to be the witnesses of Christ. We're laboring together with the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Recently, I created a meme. You'll see it on the text part of this page on the website, safeguardyoursoul.com. It says, let me get this straight. You are willing to fight and die for your country, but not for the Savior you claim to know and for the lost souls he came to save. Revelation 12:11, it has on there, and it says, they love not their lives unto the death. It also references
Acts chapter 20, verse 24, which says this, the Apostle Paul says, "But none of these things moved me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Boy, what a Bible verse that is, right? Acts chapter 20, verse 24. I want you to become familiar with that. Sister Karen Cochran said this. She said, "The Lord has called us to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Isaiah 61, verse 1. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, died for all. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. Also, Sister Karen writes this. She says, "Lifting them up," words of Jeffrey Dahmer. He said this, Jeffrey Dahmer. Boy, just when you think that somebody has gone too far, right? Listen to this. Jeffrey Dahmer said, "I've since come to believe," quote, this is his words, "I've since come to believe that," this is while he was in prison, "this man did crimes you guys know about that I'm glad my mind somewhat forgets about, that were so heinous they're beyond description." He said, "I've since come to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true creator of the heavens and earth." This is Jeffrey Dahmer's words. Apparently he got saved. You can decide for yourself. He continues, Jeffrey Dahmer says, "And I have accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and I believe that I, as well as everyone else, will be accountable to him." Now, I'm just going to say, I don't think these words could come from somebody that didn't get saved. This sounds pretty convincing. God knows. All right, he continues. Jeffrey Dahmer says this, "I've come to believe the Lord Jesus Christ is truly God," unquote. Wow. So Karen continues. She says, "After this interview," that was from an interview with Jeffrey Dahmer, "many asked if there were any limits on God's mercy, considering how barbaric his crimes," that is Jeffrey Dahmer, "were. A pastor who led him to Jesus said, I don't know," he said, quote, "I don't know of any sins too evil for Christ's blood to wash away," unquote. Amen to that, Sister Karen Cochran. What a blessing. We continue, saints, at Safeguard Your Soul. That not really. That's just because you have to have a name to have a website. We're just kingdom children. You and I, and all of us, born again believers, looking for the King Jesus to soon return. And may he find our hands on the plow of his work, his great commission. So we're going to continue nearly every day, but every week, to hunt down sinners who are presently in jail. That's one aspect of our ministry outreach, and drop a heavenly blessing on them. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are fully guilty before a holy God. Romans chapter 3. These men and women in jails across our country are no exception. And Jesus wants them saved. Remember, God is not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3, 9. So several times weekly, we are dropping books, scripture-rich books, that call them to repentance, and every one of them gives a prayer for them to pray with repentant heart and faith in Christ. We're dropping these books into cold, hard hearts that are presently incarcerated, which is like a lightning bolt from heaven. The entrance of God's words giveth light. Psalm 119, 130. And remember, Jesus said, John 3:17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather that the world through him might be saved." Once we get a hold of that verse and it begins to season and fester, if you will, in our hearts, it's going to change our lives. Jesus said, "The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And that was in response to his disciples in their early years. They weren't yet matured, wanting to call down fire from heaven on certain men that they witnessed. Isn't that amazing? Gentlemen, do you ever do that? I know I do sometimes. I want to get in there and do something physical to protect people that you see are getting victimized by somebody. And yet I have to call myself on that as a son of thunder at times, the end of Luke 9. And I must be reminded, as many of us probably can relate, that Jesus didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. He didn't come to condemn them, right here, John 3:17, because we're all already condemned under sin if we're not in Christ. So instead of getting upset, may God bless us to have hearts of flesh and evangelize, because Jesus is the only answer. And why did he come? Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Why do you think they're doing the things they're doing? That's Luke 19:10. Also, 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying, Paul writes, and worthy of all acceptation. In other words, it's worthy to be accepted fully, that Christ Jesus came into the world to do what? To save sinners, of whom I am chief. So, quote unquote, 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul saw himself, outside of Christ, that is, as the chief sinner. And that would be the only thing you and I might argue about with him when we get to glory. And that doesn't mean Paul was living in sin or that we're living in sin, but we have to realize that outside of Christ, we are absolutely depraved. Our hearts are deceitful above all things, and not only wicked, but desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9 also. How about this? For I know that in me, Paul says, that is, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Notice, no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. He's talking about the potential. Anybody that's had electronic training will understand that in a deeper level, a deeper way. There is that old man that must be crucified after we're saved. In fact, verse 24, O wretched man that I am, not only was, but am, and will be, till I'm with Jesus, right? Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now, Paul is in no way intimating that he is living in or committing sin. He just is speaking of the obvious, the flesh, the old man, which the Bible says must be put off, must be crucified. In the previous chapter, we read all about the cross, Romans 6, and that's the only answer to this flesh that has no good thing about it, verse 18, and it's wretched, verse 24, Romans chapter 7. Remember, the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, that it's not by works of righteousness, let us be reminded, that we are which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, right? By his mercy, by the washing of regeneration, that's equivalent to being born again, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That's Titus 3, 5 through 7. So when we act like the sons of thunder who wanted to call down fire from heaven upon some certain men, our immaturity or our lack of understanding as to why Jesus came is uncovered, so that we can pray, Lord, make me whole and teach me your ways, God. Take away that heart of stone, the stony places in my heart, and bless this heart to be a heart of flesh. May God's Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and via the washing of his word, get the best of us and begin to season in us and to mature us, to see things, to see people, the people he died for, through his loving and holy eyes. And remember, saints, we're putting the word forth. That's all we can do, in so many different ways, through the podcast, through the books, through the website. 8,000 to 10,000 people frequent the website every day. Safeguard Your Soul. We've got nearly 400,000 downloads on the podcast platforms. We're on all the major platforms. If you haven't followed the podcast, we got a new one that drops every single morning, and every one of them is the teaching and preaching of the Word of God to help nourish believers, yourself and thousands of other believers the world over, with the Word of God. We've got a team that's forming. We got Brother Will Williams in Texas, who let me know today that he and his wife have begun and have started 8 home groups, home fellowships. I guess they're all in that area. And he had a certain terminology he used. Let me see what that was here. Here it is. Brother Will said this, Angela, my wife, was telling our story, and the Lord gave her this calling as, quote, living room missionaries. I love it. It came to her that her and her husband, Brother Will, are living room missionaries. And then Will said, I said, yes, that is what we are. The Lord has allowed us to plant house fellowships. I love the way he used the word fellowships instead of churches. Either way works. He says, the Lord has allowed us to plant house fellowships in 8 different homes and then help them start studying their Bibles and to serve. It's really amazing. God is so good. Brother Will Williams in Texas. Amen. It reminds us of Acts 2:42, where they gathered daily to break bread and fellowship as the body of Christ from house to house. What a blessing. As we come in for a landing here, saints, it's such a blessing to be in fellowship with brothers and sisters like yourself, like mentioned several, not going to mention all of them. The group is growing so big, I'd have to have a written list, but we are able to provide Bibles. Sister Terry down in Florida, I have the distinct honor of teaching the word to that group in Florida. It's been gathered by Sister Terry. We've been in fellowship for many years, and today she was, praise God, in need of 10 more Bibles. People are constantly getting saved down there, and I am personally witnessing, I know she is firsthand, she's on the ground there. These people are growing. One of the brothers, Armando, is actually reading the Bible for us out loud in the meeting on Sunday mornings, and you can tell he is definitely drinking in and eating up and devouring the Word of God and growing in Christ. And that's just one example. So she needed 10 Bibles today, and one dear sister jumped on that kingdom opportunity. I mean, you talk about hitting home runs for Jesus, right? And not only that, he's going to reward you, not during your few years of retirement. Oh no, it's going to be forever. What a blessing. So remember, the Word of God never returns void. It always accomplishes what God sends it to do. And that's one thing we have done for decades. And by the grace of God, we're going to continue to do as he enables, is put the Word of God. That's what ministry is, in the hearts of the people, to open the hot bread of heaven, the Bible, and give them this hot bread of heaven. Jesus alone can save. Jesus alone can heal. Only Jesus can make whole. Amen. Nobody else can. Only Jesus. Jesus only. Only Jesus. So as we close, I created another new meme today, and it's got scripture references after every entry. Only Jesus can forgive sins. Only Jesus can save you out of sin and into his glorious eternal kingdom family. Only Jesus died on that cross for our sins. Only Jesus was crucified, buried, and raised again from the dead to redeem fallen mankind. Only and exclusively Jesus Christ can save you from the flames of eternal damnation. Only Jesus can deliver you from the power of darkness, and only Jesus can make you free from sin and everything that ails you. Only Jesus can keep you from and free from sin. Only Jesus can set you free from the power of Satan, Acts 26:18. And finally, only Jesus can make you whole, spirit, soul, and body. Amen, saints. I want to encourage you to consider going to the donate or support page on safeguardyoursoul.com and becoming a monthly supporting, sustaining member so that we can continue to put these Bibles and books out across our land. I'm on the ground in Mexico. People are getting ministered to every day. I can't even get to that in this message, but it's a field day going on here. And you can look up the new category we have on Mexico. It's, to be exact, As usual, you can go to the desktop version. On the right side of every page is a drop-down menu. It's categories, drop-down menu. And one of those categories of the 200 or so is Mexico Mission. Or you can hit safeguardyoursoul.com/Mexico-Mission. You're going to see the cutest little five-year-old boy you've ever seen. His little face. It was the sun was going down. There was an event in the square near me. They have events all the time. It's so family-oriented in Mexico. These are the most beautiful people I've ever been around. It's absolutely amazing. But this kid will steal your heart. You're going to see his face and many others. Cedric and Ian Samuel and numerous people we're reporting on nearly a weekly basis as this information compiles, as people are being ministered to and preached to. The main thing I can do in Spanish right now is to preach Jesus. I can say numerous things from the scriptures about Jesus, and it is literally lighting these people up with the light of Christ. It's amazing. You can see the transformation and the countenance is affected in a glorious way as they receive the ministry of the word. Also, we're getting ready to. We just completed the print-ready PDF. We had a formatter put together, a professional, and worked with the sister Madeline Mendez, who is been a tremendous help in that regard. And so we are ready to get the first batch of Jesus tracts printed. And again, saints, the support page is sitting there waiting for you. I hope that you will go. If you can only give $10, $5, $20, whatever you can do, this is all going to help us to continue to have and get the word out, the word of God to the people of Mexico and America and all over the world. The website and the podcast is reaching literally 50 or 100 nations of people. And so these operations are all for one reason. Again, it's to preach the word, to preach Jesus Christ and his gospel to people all over his globe as we see and know that the day, the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draweth nigh. Remember, again, we, that's you and I and all the other saints, are laborers together, plural, with God, who sent his only begotten Son to die for the sins of the world so that they can have a relationship with him and spend eternity with him and with us, all the other saints of Christ. Let us do it, saints. Let's roll in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.